activity we did with termites while we were at Wonder Lab. Every group was given a termite, and then you were given a set of different colored pens, different felt pens, ink pens, pencils.
Grandview Elementary teacher Eddie Pierce has had an eye-opening experience with an insect and a writing pen.
And we were drawing lines and circles, and then we found that the termite actually tracked the ink pen, the big pen circle that you drew. But none of the rest of them affected it that way. It kind of blew my mind.
Pierce teaches science and math to 4th, 5th, and 6th graders at Grandview. Last week, he attended a two-day conference at Wonder Lab Museum of Science, Health, and Technology that kicked off a two-year STEM fellowship.
And so being in that Wonder Lab environment allowed us to do that kind of investigation and feel what it was like for a kid to realize, oh my, I've never seen this before. And then to begin that inquiry process, why did this happen? Well, you know, termites give off a pheromone that gives a trail, and big pins, the scent from the big pin is very similar to that pheromone, and that's why they will follow it.
Pierce is one of 15 elementary school teachers chosen for the STEM Fellowship by Regional Opportunities Initiative, Inc., or ROI. In a July 13th press release, Todd Hurst, ROI's Director of Education and Workforce, said, quote, "A STEM-literate workforce is essential to the economic success of our region, and the early grade levels are a critical time for young leaders to see science, technology, engineering, and math content as accessible and attainable," unquote. Granville Elementary began incorporating STEM activities 3 years ago and received its STEM certification in June of 2016. Now the program is highly regarded in the state. Grandview Principal Linda Roberts.
What it's done for us at Grandview is it's just rejuvenated the teaching. The kids are excited to learn because they're doing hands-on activities in things that they don't always have the opportunity to do. So it's really exciting.
Roberts says the goal is to develop critical thinking and problem-solving skills in children through real-world experiences, multi-step problems, and hands-on activities.
All of our teachers are grouped together in grade levels, and they are given time to create these webs. They have chosen 4 major topics for each 9-week period, and they've developed a web around this topic. So in third grade, one of their studies is the human body. And so they have picked out literature and they've webbed the curriculum with the standards for literature. They've picked out different activities that go with math where they're studying the human body. How do they pull in social studies? How do they pull in science, engineering, technology? How can we use this with PE, our physical education? How do they pull in art? So each of these webs shows what they're doing in each of those areas while still meeting the state standards.
Roberts also says she sees community partnerships with Grandview increasing since it became a STEM-certified school. Teacher Eddie Pierce cites increased community partnerships as one of the benefits he'll receive from ROI's STEM fellowship.
ROI has all these partnerships with community outreach programs. You know, if we're giving a discussion, like for example on energy and roller coasters, we can contact them and they will help get us in contact with someone who could, you know, be a guest speaker or someone from the community that would help bring that from just the classroom and expand it out into the world.
I asked Pierce, why is it important to introduce STEM to elementary school-aged kids?
If you try to throw STEM at someone who's never been in it and they're 6th or 7th grader, you know, there's a learning curve to what's happening. But if you've been thrown that your whole school career and that's all you know of school is STEM, then I think you're more willing to, when you get to me in 6th grade, you're more willing to take those leaps and begin to dive in versus being hesitant.
Pierce and Roberts believe introducing STEM at the elementary school level will better prepare students to work in Indiana's advanced manufacturing, life sciences, and defense industries. But what about those kids who don't want a career in the sciences?
STEM, in its bare essence, is teaching, problem-solving, and persevering. And I think that, you know, those two characteristics in a person is very important when you get to be talking, you know, the job market. And so I think those students who aren't going to go into a STEM-related field, you know, I think that they're still getting some problem-solving and they're still, you know, getting this perseverance and this understanding that it's okay to make a mistake and then figure out how to correct that mistake to make something better. And I think that those skills in life, as well as reading and writing, that it's teaching all students, regardless of what field you're going to go into when you leave the educational system.
Pierce gave me a specific example from his first field trip of the STEM Fellowship, a trip to Cook Polymer.
One of my biggest takeaways from Cook Polymer was that, you know, they really need employees that are good at problem solving. And they drove that concept home of problem solving, of not just reading from a manual and trying to do what it says, but then expanding that out into whatever you're doing in their company. One of their people who were in charge, you know, worked his way up over the years, but, you know, the high school diploma is making $70,000-$80,000 a year right now. Because he's able to, or this person is able to, problem solve.
This is a recurring point made by both Pierce and Roberts. Students need to build problem solving and critical thinking skills.
You know, thinking of STEM integration, you know, across the curriculum again, when you start doing that, you're starting to get, in my opinion, kids more interested because you're not just talking about these fictitious things. They're actually reading about real-world life things that are going on right there in front of them. You know, for example, I know our fifth graders at Grandview, they talk a lot about prosthetics in one course. And then one of their final projects are to design prosthetics using different materials. And then they compare and contrast kind of, well, how did you make the hand prosthetic? How did we do it? How did you make the fingers move? You know, and not only that, but then, you know, allowing them to be able to communicate and work within a group successfully and knowing the roles of group work. Because, again, in the real world, that's kind of, it is about group work a lot of times.
Even though he's a teacher, Pierce has his own homework assignment. STEM fellows are expected to complete a community project by May of next year.
And so in some way that will help connect our school to the community and my classroom to doing something for the greater good of our school and the community as a whole.
As for this year, Pierce says he'll be revising his lesson plans, thanks in part to his termite and Big Pen experience.
I would like to start out with something like that this school year, and that this is the scientific investigation, this is the process, this is the scientific method, this is how you do it. Because this was a situation where I didn't even know what was going on, and my background is science and math.
In terms of his own professional development, Pierce says networking with other STEM teachers is a powerful aspect of the fellowship. Pierce will also be expected to pass on his new knowledge to other Grandview teachers.
So I'm super excited for the opportunity, and I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to impact my teaching, and it's going to impact my students, and it'll probably impact my entire building by the time it's over with.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.